philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Okay, so it's been a few months since my last episode, and I can tell you my life is completely different. Not completely different, but different in good ways, all the good ways, all the good ways. And I wanted to unpack this a little bit because I feel like there's actually some good shit in here for you, particularly if you are in business and going through a rough time right now, which is so many of us. Now, rewind back to December, and I was depressed. My nervous system was completely fried. I felt completely overwhelmed, really scared about what the future held, just was not in a good place. And I thankfully had a few little projects come in that I knew that I'd have enough money there to make it through to the end of the school holidays. And then I kind of just made it a future Carly problem. It didn't go away, but I just wanted to focus on allowing myself to heal a little bit. And my brother's wedding was happening in mid-January down in Victoria. And so I needed to take a couple of weeks off to go down there and see family and just look after myself and my nervous system. That was really the priority for me. So I flew down to Melbourne with Miko and my daughter, and we hired a car and we drove out to Warrnambool, where my brother's wedding was, and it was exactly what I needed. I get really emotional thinking about that because I was in a really kind of dark place, and my family was so, and family, friends, you know, I felt a really deep sense of belonging and like I could relax. And I have, you know, it's just people I've known for a million years. They know who I am. They see me for who I am. You know, I remember my uncle, Gary, who's just a fucking legend and has always been a massive supporter to me. You know, he was like, oh, I cannot wait until I hear your speech. You know, you're the best communicator, like just, and, you know, just propping me up and reminding me of, you know, who I am and what a fucking rock star I am. And it was just exactly what I needed. I needed to feel loved. I needed to feel safe. I needed to feel, you know, like comfortable and in my skin with people around me who really cared for me and wanted the best for me. And during that trip, I sat down with my parents and, you know, and I did a lot of crying, don't get me wrong, because like it felt really emotional. I was very scared. I didn't know what was going to happen this year. And after going through as much as I had in the past 2 years, which is the last episode, if you want to listen to it, you know, I needed to heal and fucking chill. And I remember having a conversation with my parents where I was like, I just don't know what's next and I'm actually really scared. And my parents told me to just do what I had to do. You know, if I needed to find some work that was not mentally taxing or challenging, but pay the mortgage, do that. Do whatever it is that you have to do. And I think before now, because I've been in this position in the last few years, a number of times, but I wasn't in a place where I was willing to consider certain options. It was like, I would get a job, but it had to be like this. It had to tick all these boxes, which were kind of impossible boxes considering where I was. You know, like, yeah, like it just really wasn't a fit and would probably have been highly stressful and burnt me out, which is not what I needed. I needed to be able to chill and relax. And so I put out after having a conversation with my mum and dad and bawling my eyes out, I put out a post on Facebook saying, hey, look, I'm open to a job. And if you've got something going or you know of something going that I would be a fit for, I'd really appreciate your help. And so from that post, I got such a great response from people, which also helped. but some people were like, you know, there were a couple of local friends here who work in supermarkets, and they were like, hey, babe, yep, if you want a job here, we'll give you one. Just come and see us. And then a few people reached out with some interesting opportunities. So one was working in the NDIS and in various different ways, and I was really into that idea. And then there was someone who had a role that they were applying for in communications, and it was really well paid and I was qualified for it. It was like a job share role, so it would be part-time. That was kind of, yep, cool, that's a good idea. And then three or four people sent me a link to a casual podcast producer with Listener on the Gold Coast, and it was like flexible. So I didn't have to work from the Gold Coast. I could kind of mostly work from home. And it just was like, wow, that could be cool. And as luck would happen, as luck would have it, I had actually been speaking to the head of entertainment there the year before, because the year before I was in a similar position, didn't know what was next, was kind of panicking. We'd just gone through Miko's heart surgery and, you know, and I had put my business on hold for 6 months so that we could get through that. And then school holidays hit, and then, you know, January or beginning of February started, and I had nothing on the horizon. And I went looking for a job, and there was a job in Sydney for Listener, and it was with children's programming, I believe. And I wasn't a fit for that role, but the head of entertainment contacted me to say, hey, we might be able to do something together. And at the time I had a really specific, you know, parameters around what I would and wouldn't do and what I wanted to do. And I was kind of like, yeah, no, I don't really want to produce. I don't really want to edit. You know, I can do that shit, but it's kind of a bit beneath me. That was the vibe. That was a general vibe within me. No, I don't really want to do that. That's a bit, you know, I'd rather do like talent scout or something like that, which I had no real experience in. But anyway, they ended up referring some work to me over the year. And yeah, and then like, so when this job came up, I was like, wow, that's interesting. I'm pretty sure that's where Sam works. And so I reached out and said, hey, I saw this position come up. Do you think I'd be a fit for it? And they were like, yeah. So we had a chat, and, you know, now I'm working at Listener. So it started out just doing one show, which is new to the network, called Darling Shine. It's with Chloe Fisher and Elodie Pullen, and it's really fun to work on. It's been interesting because they're new to the network, so we've had to put in, you know, like just a lot of finding your feet when people come in, because one of the things is we want our talent to have as much creative control as they want, because it's their brand, you know. And so it's been a really interesting process. And I was there for a week or so before I was offered a second show called Crappy to Happy with Cass Dunn, which I'm loving working on too. And a very different process with both shows. So it's kind of interesting. I'm getting a really well-rounded perspective on, you know, on the corporate broadcasting side of the podcasting world, which is so great. And it's such a great team. And I'm just like, you can probably hear my voice. I'm very excited by it, and I'm actually really loving it. I think being part of a team again feels really good to me. You know, learning new processes, and there's a lot of creativity involved. It's like, you know, I'm in this position, I'm getting to do all of the work that I love without having to do the shit, like the hustling for the work, or the finding the work, or the waiting for the work. It feels really good. And at the end, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode, but one thing, you know, I don't really do New Year's stuff, but I did know that I wanted to feel secure I wanted to feel secure in myself. I wanted to feel secure in my work. I wanted to feel more secure financially. I just, like, security was really important to me after having these three massive years of what was very insecure. I felt insecure in myself. I felt insecure in my work. In terms of, like, not insecure in terms of worthiness, but insecure in, like, it was not consistent and it was here, there and everywhere, and it didn't feel safe, right? Like, I felt like I was constantly in not necessarily feast and famine cycles, but kind of. And I just wanted to feel safe again in my body, safe in my nervous system, safe in, you know what I'm saying, right? And this opportunity has really given me all of that and more. It's a team of just really incredible humans and incredibly talented, wonderful people. And I'm so loving it. And it's so interesting because it's an opportunity I would not have taken up before now. If I hadn't gotten to the position that I had in this last year, I don't think I would have taken this role on. I would have had too many, you know, perceived hurdles. It's not paying me enough for it's not paying me what I'm worth. It's not, you know, like there would have just been so many things in the way of me taking on this job. But as it happened, it was kind of just a perfect storm and so serendipitous, it's freaky. Like, I don't think I could have made this happen if I tried. It's not what I would have seen at all in my future, but it feels really, really good. You know, it's interesting because previously when I've found myself in this position of, like, not knowing what's next and feeling really stressed about the next project and I've gone to look for a job, something's always come in. So I remember one year I was freaking out. And then all of a sudden I got this contract with Southern Cross University to do ground cover and another show called Farming Together. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. I can stop looking on LinkedIn and Seek now. Like, I can just do my own thing. And it was the same last year when I was really freaking out and had to borrow a couple of $1,000 off my parents just to, like, fucking survive. And I felt like the most pathetic human in the world. Like, why am I in this position when, you know, I'm a fucking expert in my field. I'm really good at my job and, you know, and I've got so much to offer. And here I am fucking broke and miserable, not knowing what's next. And so went looking for a job, applied for the position at Listener, the one in the children's programming. And while that was all happening, the contract that I got with the federal government came in. And so every time in the past when something like this has happened, there's been a random work opportunity open up that I wasn't expecting. And it's always been some kind of, you know, big podcast production or a big voiceover job comes in or something comes in. And this time, and that's made me go, okay, well, I don't need to look for a job anymore. I can just do my own thing. But that didn't happen this time. There was, like, no hurdles. It was just, it all just felt really right. The only thing I'll say that I took, you know, I thought, was about the pay. And that, I feel like, is almost conditioning from this business and personal development space that I've been in for the last 20 years, right? Like, we're so conditioned to believe that, like, we should be paid what we're worth and then paying ourselves shit, right? Like, for the last 10 years, I've been on a wage through my own company that's pretty average, less than what I'm earning now. I mean, there were perks because I also had my car and bills were paid through the company, et cetera, but, you know, so I guess overall my package was more than what I paid myself, but what I'm earning now is more than what I'd been paying myself, yet I was so reluctant to work for somebody else, you know, because I think I thought that, you know, there's this idea of unlimited earning capacity, and so that kind of keeps us on with the carrot dangling in front of us. Oh, but I can earn unlimited money working for myself. Yet we don't. Often we don't. But it's still this carrot that we dangle in front of ourselves. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You've got unlimited learning, but you know, unlimited learning, you know, and and yeah, it's, I don't know. So anyway, so now I'm in this job and I'm really, really loving it. And no, there's been no other thing to make me go, oh. And I feel now I've been in the job for maybe 5 or 6 weeks, maybe not even a month. And I'm at the point now where I'm, even if one of those offers came in, I think I'd probably turn it away because I'm really enjoying the work that I'm doing. It's fun. It's with great people. It's creating cool content. It's got so much more potential for me, like in places I can see just how much potential this position has for the future, and I'm feeling really good. And it's so interesting because I feel like partly as a projector, we're here to be focused outwards. We're not here to be looking inward all the time. And the last 15 years particularly, or 17 years of self-employment, I've done a lot of internal looking because I've had lots of time on my hands. And then, you know, I get really philosophical and existential, but I feel so much healthier now that I have a focus for my attention, right? And before, it was just, it felt like I was constantly absorbed in my own thoughts and feelings and, you know, and now I feel like it's my attention and focus is where it should be, which is not inside me, but out looking outwards. And that just feels like a fucking relief. I feel like, you know, I was always just getting so bored of myself, so bored of the constant questioning and the constant, you know, like just so much mind chatter going on. And now I just feel like that has a focus and it feels fucking good not to be ruminating or stewing in my own shit all the time. Oh, that feels good. That feels really good. So I guess the last thing I wanted to really touch on was, like, I've had a few people ask me how I feel about the decision that I've made, right? And I think it's really important for me to say that, like, I'm here because I couldn't make it work. And that's okay. Right? Like, my business wasn't working for me. And it took me a lot to get to the point where I was like willing to admit that. But it wasn't. It wasn't working for me. And when it's not working for us, we can choose something different. And for me, it's taken me to places that I never even thought that I never pictured myself in this role. I never pictured myself doing this. But it feels really fucking good. And I feel really solid in my decision. That might change. I may not be able to keep up. I may find myself burnt out or whatever, but I also feel like I've got lots of tools now to be able to go, okay, you know, put boundaries in place, make sure that I'm looking after myself, speak up if things get too much. But for now, it feels really good. And maybe I'll come back to being solely self-employed again. I don't know. I just know that I've made the right decision for me now. And I want to be really open and transparent around that, right? Because my business wasn't working. And we can pretend and pretend and pretend and pretend, but if something isn't working for us, then yeah, like maybe it's time to think about something different. And that can look like anything. There's no... I think I had to get to this place where it was like, I will do anything to be able to see what was possible, like not have all these parameters and not have all these ideas around how it should look, but just be really open to anything. And in that, you know, came something that couldn't be more suited to me, but I wouldn't have been open to it before. You know, there's a lot of people at the moment who are doing it tough in business, and a lot. There's a lot of people, and some of them are going out and finding work and have had work. Some people have had work all along and you just haven't been aware of that. I think the transparency is really important. I think if you are making income somewhere else, I mean, you don't owe it to anyone, but I think it's good to say. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, my business isn't making what I thought it would make and I have to supplement my income somewhere else. It doesn't make you a failure. It doesn't mean people aren't going to want to work with you. You know, I think that really all just highlights a bit about that coaching fucking pyramid, you know, coaches, coaching, whatever, how I can't even say it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like a pyramid scheme of coaches, coaches, how to be coaches and better coaches. And some of them are working and a job to supplement their income and selling you, you know, like that's not in integrity. That's not in integrity. Be fucking honest. And then you give people the permission to make their own decisions, right? And I think this is why I've been asked a lot about, like, how do I feel secure in my choice? And I do, because I've made the right choice for me and my circumstances. I'm not taking into consideration how this might look to other people. I could give a fuck. I need to pay my bills. I need to keep a roof over our head and food on the table, and I'm going to do what I need to do that to make that happen. This is fucking capitalism. If there's one thing I've learned, it doesn't support people in their time of greatest needs. It's just not how it works. And it's not the kind of thing we can opt out of right now. And so for me, I've had to make some big decisions. You know, when I was offered the second show, it was really interesting because there's no way I would have taken this on if it was full time, straight up. If that position had been full time, I would have passed, because I still wanted to keep this window open for the unlimited earning capacity. potential. You know, I still wanted to keep that window open. And then when I was like a week in and I was like, fuck, this feels really good. I feel really great in this role. And I'm really enjoying it. When the opportunity came up, there was just no resistance. I was like, yes, why not? Why not take on full-time work? Well, pretty much full-time work. Why not? Why am I keeping this window open for something that may or may not exist? Why not just like go for it? And if that opportunity did come up, another opportunity did come up, be open to it then. You know, but like, stop living so far in the fucking future and live in the moment. This is me talking to me, by the way, not talking to you. This was my own circumstances, right? Like, I was keeping these windows open for future potential instead of just being in the here and now. And if the future potential came up, look at it then. But like, why sit around? And I think what I realized was like, I was just sitting around twiddling my thumbs and it was actually fucking with my mental well-being more than I ever thought. Because now I feel quite solid because I'm not stewing in my own shit all the time. And we have to be willing to do what's right for us and be transparent around that. You know what? Yeah, I've taken on a job. I'm doing, you know, like whatever. I'm part-time cleaning right now because that's what's required of me. And I could give a fuck about what you think about that. Like, I wish everybody could be like that and be transparent about what's going on for them. Instead of having shame, there's no shame in fucking cleaning to pay your bills. Like, that's just a supremacist idea that something is beneath us. You know, stacking shelves, it's like, oh, you know, like, oh, that would be the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is stacking shelves. Well, I don't fucking buy that anymore. That's not the worst case scenario. Anyway, I've been in the worst case scenario almost, and it wasn't even a worst case scenario, you know. It gets a lot worse than stacking shelves at Woolies to pay bills. Let's just say that. So I think sometimes we need to get the fuck over ourselves a bit and just, yeah, open our minds and drop all of the, you know, the ego shit around what is, what we're worthy of and what we're not worthy of. Anyway, that's where I'm at. No idea when I'll give another update. I'm just really enjoying not sharing right now. Like, it's so weird because I've, the last 17 years, I've been like all about, you know, I'm the healthiest when I'm sharing. And sometimes I'm, I don't know, it's nice to have a break from that. It's nice to have a break from me being me and philosophizing on me. It's nice to have an external focus for my attention. So that's it from me this week. Hope you're well and not having to make big life decisions. Hope you're kicking goals and surviving the apocalypse and recession. So until next time, sending you so much love. Peace out. Carlos and peace. I'm Carly Limbo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.